Mr. Tan Wah Ming, Rue 17.
You see, like this business, if you look to the future, you have to look after the retailer. You depend upon them also. My father always told me, don't make too much money. You see, make enough money as to be our capital, alright? You see, we have to do our business bigger and bigger. At that time, we have to buy everything cash from the agent. You know? So they just try to accumulate enough money in the business. Look after your return. You don't have to bird market all the time, that's what my daughter made me try. So, of course, the retailer knows. In my area, I give 1 cases. Some area, they give 3 dozen, 2 dozen. You see? So, if you look after them now, after 1 or 2 years, you see, you have to beg them to buy from you. But of course, some people, they don't care. They see what they got money, they just grab it. And the future is to them.
So how were conditions like when the British came back, in terms of, for example, the food and the prices of food?
Interesting. I think a lot of that market. I think the money is becoming more in the market. All the thing is so shortage, people are becoming to play to buy black market.
When the British came back, they declared that the Japanese currency was of no value. Did it affect your business?
I think only after a certain time, they declared the Japanese money is of no value. This is of value, right? Maybe for, I don't know how long, but at least about a week or so.
So did it affect your business?
At first we came in. At that time, you see, I still don't get a goods, you see. When I got the goods from the European company in the British currency, then I took British currency. When the British just came in, I still sell my stock at the Japanese currency. Everybody has to do that. Like rice, if you don't sell, you don't expect people to say you want this currency, if you don't have, you expect them to start dead. Still have to carry on our rice selling, see the thing.
So when you accept all these Japanese currency and the British announced that they were not valuable, how did it?
Of course, you feel very sorry. You're right.
Did you lose a lot?
It looks quite a lot. I think it should be about at least 1 or 2 pennies. Well, we try to make back in the market. To fill up our business, some capital, and that thing.
So initially, how did you get your British currency to buy the stock from the Nestle and the tobacco company?
I don't quite remember, but I think we must have keep some and then selling some gold. And before the Japanese announced that the British government announced that the Japanese currency is of no value. Huh? There's some bully using British money to buy Japanese currency at very cheap rate, you see. At the time I do sell part of mine, I still don't sell all, you see, I still keep some.
You sold some of your Japanese currency for British currency.
At very poor, maybe $1,000 to $2 or $3.
So what was your impressions of the British military administration and the British immediately after the war?
I think they come back when the British came back, everybody is happy. But during the peace was met. Like myself, I think we like it. And even now, even if it's like the PMA time, we make more money, we make easy money also. We make easy money. At the time, the business is so easy to make money. Not like now. Now is the business people is because at that time, the PMA time, making money is so simple.
Even if you sell at control price.
Not of course lah. If you do everything at control price, you don't need so much. At the time, so many black market prices. You cannot. You think people will buy from you black market, buy and sell it to Indonesia like that. Or some other places like that.
At that time, who were the people who control the prices of goods?
The controller. The controller.
So, were there any kind of changes in attitudes towards them, not in terms of business, but generally towards the British as compared to pre-war times?
After that, later on, there is a lot of people, the bank market is so high, a lot of unemployment, if there is some things of people do not happy about it later on. Beginning everybody happy. But I think the businessmen is alright. Only the working class of people.
How soon did the condition improve in the sense that how soon did this kind of black marketing activities decrease?
It is, you take, you see, at the beginning, the black market, you do need more, you see. But slowly, you see, you need less and less. It all depends, because at that time, all the goods were imported, like milk, sugar, milk powder, cigarette, you see. And it depends very much on the shipment, you see. If the shipment is delayed, then the price of the meat, the bread market came out very fast. So the even after 4 or 5 years, sometimes you see, it's roaring, the office, they wrongly calculated the shipment. The certain type of good, the price is gone. Even 4 or 5 years later.
What about the living conditions of people in Singapore at that time? When did it improve?
I don't know, I don't think it improved much today. To certain people who are daring to do produce black market, this and that, they do make money. But for the working people, I think it's difficult. Together. And things getting expensive, therapy, cannot get them. I remember after the war, I entered the driver for $100, even $90. The men had to come and pick for the job. And unless strong recommendation or so, I will never take it. Now it's even advertising the newspaper, the driver something about $600, you cannot get.
What would you say was the impact of the Japanese occupation on your own personal life and on Singapore as a whole?
To me, I should say I'm a very lucky chap. Is it? Occupation, I'm quite alright. The British came in, I think, quite good for me also, not bad. My life, I have nothing, no complaint about it.
You started your business again. Did you continue with the rationing? Of
I still continue with my retail business. At that time, it's under food controller. I have to carry on.
Helping to give out rations.
You have to have rations because everybody carry on again, and you see. And get more rice for yourself to eat also, better quality of rice for yourself as well. So yeah, although it's not a very good business of making money, but you still get a better quality of rice than other people, you see.
How was the British system of rationing? Was it how different from the Japanese system?
It's the same. Every week, how many days or so like that? I think the same. But the quantity, whether the same or the same. But still under the same food controller.
Did the people still have to get ration cards to
yeah, I got the ration card after the war, year later. Mm. I'd like to have a look at it.
What were the goods that were being rationed out besides rice?
Rice, sugar, salt. I think that's all. That is from the food control. Of course, other things, I think the market license is no more. And the cigarette license is no more. Because these three things are very essential. They carry on the thing. Cigarette, of course, there is, everything there is control price. But you cannot get control price so easily. There's always control price and black market price.
What did the British do about this? Did they know about the black marketing going on?
They know. They got food control price inspector coming out in the market. Of course, it's the and not the retailer, you can call it not the actual retailer, you see. The retailer, they dare not to sell in their shop. It's like those people, they bring one case by the roadside or something, this and that, and then they sell at black market. You see, they don't care about the food control people. When they want the food people to arrest them, they try to escape or anything. If the rice is sale, they have to pay the price of everything. If they are caught, they will be in trouble with it.
But sorry.
Like the wholesaler is different. You see? They got the thing, they sell it to these are people, or they sell the whole sum to people who exported to Indonesia. They are not very easily to be captured.
Did the retailer have to give a fixed quantity of rice ration to the people in the area?
Yeah. Those who got a license, it's all stated there.
So for rice and essentials, you cannot do black marketing?
No, rice. There is a lot of black market. The good quality rice. See. That's like in the occupation imported by the Chinese rice importer. The Asian one is from the food control. The quality is not so good. There's plenty of black market.
The food control department supply the quantity of rice for the retailer to be rationed out to the people. Yes. But there were also other people importing rice. Did the food control department control these rice importers?
You see, they have to import certain quantity of rice for the food controller. And they got a certain quantity for the free market. That's what I mean. Those important.
How long did this system of rationing last during the British time?
I think it lasts quite long. I don't know how long, at least for about 6 to 7 years, I think.
6 to 7 years.
Quite long. I remember quite very long.
After the British came in.
After the British came in.
Mr. Tan, do you have any more things to add to our interview?
No, nothing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.